Okay, so we've got people who want to talk. The Detroit Football Lions camp is open. We wanted to start with a receipt segment. Name the player who's going to take the jump from relative anonymity to stardom this year. And I'm buying as much Jameson Williams stock as I can get. And if you wanted something for the defensive side, Jack Campbell, the forgotten man of the high draft picks. It's not his fault that Sam Laporta turned into George Kittle. It's not his fault that Jahmyr Gibbs turned into everything DeAndre Swift was supposed to be. It's not his fault that Brian Branch was a stud opening night on. And a bit
should have been
a
first-round pick, but he was correct. A second-round pick.
Jack Campbell, year two. Really smart kid, really athletic kid. It's hard to learn the linebacker position. Their D-line is going to be better. I do envision McNeil and Reeder together, keeping him clean at the second level. But yeah, I'm all team J-Mo this year.
I'm gonna write that one down.
I know you are.
Oh, what about Jack Campbell, Mike?
Oh, I'm waiting for
nice
that.
Nice tackle.
Like week five and he's totally average and I'm just getting crushed. David, what do people have to say about it before we go to the phones?
Yeah, Eli Manning of the defense.
Some of the other names coming in. Offense, James Mitchell. Defense, Josh Pascal. Reasons, two third-year players that have ample opportunity to hit that leap and become unsung heroes for the team. Someone else is saying new offensive star Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if that counts.
I don't think it counts because he announced himself last year. I know that because it was a split backfield, but I don't view Jahmyr Gibbs as a guy that is not well known or not productive. He was extremely productive.
On defense,
I was about to say, yeah, Gibbs to me and Laporta are kind of off the books because they rank right up there with Amon-Ra. I think the world knows who they are.
On defense, he says it would be Emmanuel Mosley returning from injury.
With one or two legs?
Two legs.
Okay.
Two legs has to be, right?
Let's go to the people, see what they have to say. DJ will lead it off. What's up, Deej?
My dog. What up, though, fellas? Y'all all right?
First
up,
of all, I don't know. Are you okay? Are we seeing any dirty diapers thrown along the side of the road? Are you okay?
I'm good, dog. No, today's a bit better, man, but... You know what's crazy about this, Mike? So we had to take before and after pictures. So before, if you messed up, then after. But the very next day, it's like we never was there the first day. So that's like a weird thing that goes. It's unreal, Mike. But listen, let me get into this, man. First of all, welcome back, gentlemen, because it's football season. So I'm about to be bugging y'all once a week with my Lions tape because I live for this. You know, Pistons stink, baseball stink. I don't like hockey, so I live for this. Welcome back, my dogs. So look. Check this out, Mike. I was sitting here like Luca Brasi, sitting here trying not to mess up what I'm about to say. Remember when Luca was about to talk to the Godfather, he was rehearsing what he was going to say?
Yeah. And may it be a masculine child.
Exactly. I was sitting here literally like Luca Brasi because I got this Detroit Cooley education. I don't want to jack this name, man, up. I don't want to butcher it. And Fatua
Melifonwu.
You know what I'm saying? About the Cooley education.
Don't worry about it, DJ.
Yeah, I got him, dog, because I seen it last year, man, the interceptions, the big plays. As hard as linebacker is to figure out, believe it or not, I think safety is just that hard because you got a lot of responsibility, and it seemed like he got it. So that's who I got defensively. Then offensively, Rico, you probably will kill me for this one because I know what you can come back with, but I'm going to throw this out there, and I have no evidence to support it. This is me taking a long shot. The Vaki kid, the sixth-round pick that we drafted this year, I got him being Malcolm Rodriguez, listening to Brad Holmes, listening to to our offense coordinator. If you're including special teams, fullback, running back, and everything else that they say that this kid can be, I think he's going to be the one as a utility to kind of push us over the top that nobody's really hip to,
My opinion. Yeah, DJ, I'm going to hold on to that. Oh, by the way.
Oh, Rico's going to hold on to that. Yeah, you know he is.
DJ, by the way. If you want a whole different perspective on the Luca Brasi thing, watch the show The Offer, and you'll see that scene in a totally different light. I promise you that.
Let's see our roads in a different light. Stop throwing garbage so DJ doesn't have to pick it up. By the way, Kenny, I just gave you free money, by the way.
Did you? What happened?
You didn't bet the horse?
No, I bet on Iraq soccer, and I won.
I hand you 10-1. You don't bet it. You know what?
To be fair, he won his
you know
as
what?
Well.
You know what? We're done. I told you all day it was my favorite horse of the day. Funny Uncle.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you missed it? I told you before the show.
You didn't tell me anything.
Horse just won for fun. Sorry. I'm sorry. The kid complains about money. I give him 10 to 1 morning line.
I like money.
You're disrespectful to the equine athletes. Right there. Kenny hates minority jobs and money. That's really what we're coming to here today.
Horse jobs.
Let's go to David in Roseville. David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Mike. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, man.
Hey, David. Hey, Kenny. I was part of the tournament last night, so I apologize on behalf of everybody that I was in the middle of trying to walk into a shop when you guys put me on, and I was like, well, I guess I can't be myself today. So, anyways, honestly, I picked the wrong choice in the tournament. I wanted David's moan, but that didn't work out for me. Anyways, player I think that's emerging, DJ stole it from me, Sione Vaki. I just believe that he can be a weapon throughout, even on defense or special teams, because if they put Khalif Raymond up on a receiver, who's going to be the return man? Probably Vaki, because he's like a mini Jahmyr Gibbs. If you give him the ball, he can block. He doesn't fumble the ball. He can do interceptions. He can run around and make plays by himself with his legs. So that was my play that I think that's going to emerge here.
Look, he's an interesting player. I mean, it's a guy who originally was a safety. Utah had so many injuries. They had to move him to running back. He's a bit of a jack of all trades. And listen.
And Brad Holmes likes him, too.
I know. It's just, where do the touches come from?
A lot in the practice.
Right, but I'm saying, where do the opportunities come from? That's the one thing for me.
Obviously, well, right now, look who's out right now. One of the guys that we had on our defense last year that was playing slot corner. Someone could flop in there real quick that you could put in that you could trust that he's going to know which play to make if you just throw him in there. He can play both sides of the ball. So
If he works out, it's official. Brad Holmes has made a deal with outer space.
No, if the old lineman works out.
Oh, the kid from Canada without a profile? Yeah, that's true.
Now, if he works out, then yeah. But this Vaki, it sounds great, but Mike, I think
you... What did you just say?
Vaki.
Okay. Nothing.
I think what you said is correct. There's so many offensive weapons that I don't know if he'll be able to It's almost like he's on the wrong team.
Is the guy going to play both ways? Is he going to go back to playing defense too?
No, not going to make the roster. Practice squad. That's right. What I believe.
Look, the bottom line is the guy played both ways at Utah, and he was effective, and he's a
physical player. You got Montgomery. You got Gibbs. You got LaPorta. You got J-Mo. You got St. Brown. You have so many different options. I don't see where he's going to be a viable option on offense to be that breakout player. Because if he's getting the ball, then that means there's other guys who are not. So I understand where people go. I think they got seduced by the fact that he could play so many different positions.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. We do have a college football today that may spark a hot debate. I might be a terrible fan, or more of a terrible fan than you already view me, as it would pertain to college. Rico will try to steer the ship at 4. Listen. I don't know what the hell this copy is. I can just tell you I'm not reading it. I'm just going to tell you about Shandy. Because I don't know what the hell I care about what the Brits do with their ginger ale and beer or German Radler. Here's an idea.
Philip!
Philip!